Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, we just had Elon Musk, known to plume, with us again. Right after we asked him to join, he joined. Can't make that up. We are living in the future. Wow.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
And look on screen if you're a TV viewer. On X's, you're getting audio. It's G. Everett Griffin, the filmmaker, the best-selling author, the icon of fighting the New World Order. And we got a lot of folks on X that want to ask him questions or make statements. And we'll be getting to all of you that are being patient. We some stations join us in 6 minutes. We got a one-minute break coming up. But G. Edward, you're looking great. You're a hard man to get on. Last time we talked, I Skyped into your great conference up in Iowa. But, wow, where do you want to start today? Because I got to ask a lot of questions. You know, I have no trouble talking. But give us a little prelude to what you want to talk about today.
Well, I can talk about just about anything, and I do better on things I don't know much about because I can sort of I can bluff my way through. But somebody has suggested, in fact, our mutual friend John Richardson Jr. suggested that we talk about cancer, which is one of my earlier interests in this movement of the Red Pill movement, as I like to call it, where things are not at all what we thought they were. So, but I'm open to anything, but we could talk about cancer. Nobody's talking about that much anymore, except in relationship to how cancer is on the rise following all of these vaccines. That's an interesting topic.
Yes, sir. Let's speak to that, and then you'll be great, I know, with wild card quick comments or questions, okay?
Oh, that's fine. I prefer that, actually.
All right, well, we're going to do that with you in a moment, but separately, for people that don't know who you are, most people do, spend a few minutes telling us about your illustrious career. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a... I'm telling you, you're a living icon. We're not kissing your ass. It's true. I mean, you're like the you're not just the oldest living OG original gangster in the fight. You were one of the most prolific ever, if not the most prolific, that inspired the entire modern liberty movement. So we're talking to Elvis here right now.
I love it. A living icon. Well, that's better than being a dead icon, I guess. So, well, I don't know. I guess I mentioned the word cancer a little while ago. People who know me because of my work relating to banking and money, because of the book The Creature from Jekyll Island, may not know that an earlier book has almost been as popular, sold almost as many copies. It's on the topic of cancer research and therapy, called World Without Cancer, the story of vitamin B17. And it was very popular back in the 60s. We sort of launched a movement challenging the medical establishment's theories and therapies for cancer. And I discovered, because of some very fortunate combinations, I met with a very close friend of mine who was a doctor, by the way, and he is sort of instructed me on the fact that he was using a non-orthodox treatment very successfully in the control of cancer. And the medical establishment was down in his back, his neck, telling him to stop doing it or they're going to take away his license. But he didn't stop doing it because he was saving lives, and they took away his license. That was John Richardson Sr., as I mentioned his son a moment ago. So that's when I got into the topic, because someone asked me if I would help him write an article for a newspaper or a magazine so he could explain to the world that what he was doing was really based on science. It was very effective, and it was most certainly more effective than anything orthodox treatments had to offer. So I stupidly said, sure, John, I'll help you with that. I thought it would be about a 10-day assignment, and I'd have to learn a few facts, and we could write the article and move on to something more interesting. Well, I had no idea, Alex, when I started listening to him and then doing some research of my own, I had no idea how much voltage was in that wire that I was about to grab hold of. And I discovered that this is one of the big topics of our millennium. The fact that cancer is not anything at all like we have been told it is.
Well, tell us what it really is straight ahead. We're going to join some stations, and we're going to take all these wild card comments for G. Edward Griffin. Stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And he made all these documentary films back in the 60s and the 70s, and the Yuri Bezmenov interviews, and just... He's as prolific as I've been in the last 30 years, but even more prolific because he's been around for 60 years doing it. G. Edward Griffin, redpillexpo.org, redpilluniversity.org. And he sent us some points. I've been begging him to come on. We decided to do a spaces today, so some of your comments are coming up here pretty soon. Recent explosion in turbo cancers, King Charles, Toby Keith in the news, 50-year anniversary of original publishing of World Without Cancer, which is... directed it to Ernest Cribbs and Dr. John A. Richardson, and so much more. We're going to show a trailer for Madeline Meriden's documentary, Save Your Life. We're also going to talk about the next Red Pill Expo coming up in June, pre-launch of Operation World Without Cancer. And, Gieber, we really appreciate you being here. So let's just give us the condensed boil down. Everybody can find your deep dive on your website and your books on what's really going on with cancer. The more money we spend on cancer, the worse it gets. And boy, just as soon as those shots started, it went straight up to worldwide records. Now they're saying everybody's going to get it. G. Edward Griffin, what's really going on with cancer?
Well, what's going on with cancer today is that the aggravation of highly toxic so-called vaccines, pseudo-vaccines, has caused a breakdown in the body's immune system. And so people are more vulnerable to cancer than they ever were. Now, what is cancer? Your question earlier was right on target, because that's where you have to start with this thing. Most people think that cancer is caused by something, and the idea that we're still looking for germs or viruses or something like that so that they can treat it with vaccines. That's why they're always looking for germs or viruses, so they can sell us drugs or vaccines or something very expensive to kill these bugs. That's why the whole medical establishment is off track, because they're looking for bugs that we can treat with medicines, which are very profitable. Now, to clear that away and say, well, what really is the cause of these diseases? You find out that most of the chronic, in fact, all of the chronic diseases, that means they're in your body. They're not really going away. You can't cure them. You're stuck with them for your life. The chronic diseases all the time. None of those are caused by bugs or viruses or anything like that. They're caused by deficiencies of something. And cancer is in that category. Cancer is not caused by something. It's caused by the lack of something. It's like the scurvy is not caused by a scurvy bug. It's caused by the lack of what we call vitamin C. And all the way down, you've got pernicious anemia and a lot of diseases which in olden times they thought that they were caused by bugs. Scurvy is a good example. They thought since the sailors got scurvy while they were at sea for long periods of time, which means they weren't eating green things, they weren't eating vegetables and things that contain vitamin C. Well, they thought that the sailors were contracting scurvy from bugs that were in the dark holds of damp ships. And so they were trying to always get rid of those dirty old bugs. Well, of course, it wasn't that at all. Well, so the same thing is true of cancer. Cancer is primarily a deficiency disease, and it could be caused by several deficiencies, but there's one in particular that's most active, and that's a deficiency in something that's called amygdalin. It's a chemical that's been known for over 100 years. It's in the pharmacopoeia over 100 years ago. It's been used all this time for various medical conditions. It's a very non-toxic substance. It's found in 1,400 edible plants. But the problem is that most of those plants we do not eat because they are bitter to the taste. And so we prefer the sweet foods or the refined foods. And so isn't it interesting that we find out that in all the cultures of the world where they had the least amount of cancer, they're usually the most primitive cultures where people don't have access to sweet or refined foods. And they eat stuff right off of the trees or up pulled out of the roots. And so in these societies where cancer is very, very low or non-existent completely, you always find that the native diet is rich in this substance called amygdalin. And so you take these people like the Hunzikuts from Hunza, northwest Pakistan area, and they never had cancer. But you get those people out of Hunza and take them into the other countries, and they contract cancer like everybody else as soon as they start eating the same diet as other people.
I saw some studies out of Brazil where the people in the bush never got cancer, but as soon as they move them out of the jungle to the city, suddenly it's just as bad as U.S. rates.
That's exactly correct. They find that everywhere, and that's what much of my book was about, is the empirical evidence that this theory is correct. The Aboriginal Eskimos are the same way. These people, traditionally, you know, they live up in an arid area. There's snow there a lot of the time. Now, where in the earth are they getting all this green stuff that's got amygdalin in it? Because they never had cancer. And all of a sudden, they're being employed by the U.S. military up at the dew line up at the northern region, so they can build radar systems to defend ourselves against, you know, incoming missiles across the polar caps. And the Eskimos are working for the military now, eating the same food that the soldiers are eating in the Quonset huts, and the Eskimos start coming down with cancer. It says everywhere you look, you see that. So we know that it's directly related to diet. And when you research it further, you find out that the primary element in the diet that's responsible for that phenomenon is called amygdalin. Now, what is that? Well, it's a simple molecule. It's made up of four parts, if I can remember this correctly. It's been a long time since I've gone through the chemistry of it, but I think it's got one part of sugar, glucose. It's got one part of cyanide. Let's don't forget that, because there's a big scare on that part. Oh, you're taking cyanide? You're crazy, man. Well, it's got cyanide in it. It's got benzaldehyde in it. And benzaldehyde by itself is very toxic. So who in the heck would want to eat something with all these poisonous things and call it a cancer cure? And they use that propaganda, actually, to discourage people from even inquiring about it. Well, the fact of the matter is, yes, it does have cyanide in it in combination with other components. But that doesn't make it cyanide. It makes it cyanide something else. Like, for example, vitamin B12. Is cyanocobalamin. It's got cyanide in it, and we'd all be dead if we didn't eat the cyanide.
But it's the molecule. The molecule's bound to something else.
That's correct. Yes, and it's not really cyanide until it's a free, all isolated element, and that means it's a gas. Cyanide is a gas, but when it's locked in a molecule, it's a vitamin, or it acts like a vitamin. So those are the things I had to learn, and we find that it's a natural
product. And by the way, this is all in the mainline literature now, but you wrote about this 40, 50 years ago, and my dad didn't know who you were until he read your book in the 90s, but he worked at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility when he was in Plan 2 at UT as a research student. And I remember being a little kid, him saying apricot seeds and that the seeds of cherries had cyanide, and I was asking him, why are you eating the seeds? And he said, well, it's bound molecularly as a safe form of cyanide, but it's anti-cancer. So my dad separately knew that from the people at MD Anderson, and that was, he was at MD Anderson 50-something, 55 years ago. So it shows they've known this stuff that you reverse engineered. They're just not letting the public know, because David R. Jones, Dr. David R. Jones, my dad knew it.
Yep, a lot of people knew it. As a matter of fact, it's written in the literature, written in the scientific literature. It's written in the medical literature. So a lot of researchers in the medical field, orthodox medicine, knew it, but it was not profitable to talk about it. Because you can't make any money selling apricot seeds. But you can make a lot of money selling a very toxic chemotherapy or performing a very...
Was my dad right about cherry seeds? You said the same thing about them.
Oh, well, cherry seeds are loaded with this amygdalin. In fact, as I said, there's 1,400...
As he told me, he said, I was told by the top top cancer scientist in Houston that they all ate cherry seeds. I guess that was the thing for them.
Well, cherry seeds have it. They're very hard to break open, those little hardened seeds. You find it in apple seeds. If you chew an apple seed, you get a bitter taste in your mouth. That's what we're looking for. And people say, Papulius, bitter. Who eats the seeds in an apple? Well, the Hunza guts do. And they eat the seeds from the apricots, too. And they're bitter to the taste. But that's what you're looking for. Well, that's what I learned when I wound up researching this thing. Cancer is not a disease that you get. It's something you get because of something you don't eat, primarily. Now, there are other...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Absolutely. And listen, the world's come so far with you 50 years ago exposing this that I don't think it's actually unpopular or shocking. I think people get that. My question was, how do people, what's the best work you've done on this? Where do people go to find out more of your research on this?
Well, I guess it sounds a little bit egotistical, but I would say start with my book, World Without Cancer, because it's not just the story of what we're talking about and the record of it and the names and dates and places, but the footnotes are very rich with sources, medical documents, articles in the paper.
And it's evergreen. You wrote it 50 years ago, and it's totally true today.
It's very true, totally true today, yes. In fact, even more true today than I thought it was when I wrote it.
Where's the best place to get your book, The World Free of Cancer?
Oh, well, thanks for that plug. My staff is always saying, Ed, you never plug your books. Okay, I guess the best place is realityzone.com. You'll find World Without Cancer and the little cyanide cookbook. We've got a cookbook we put out loaded with recipes rich in cyanide-bearing plants, and you'll all find it in realityzone.com.
All right, so we're going to put that up on screen for your lower third, realityzone.com. Love that site. All right, you are gracious to be on with us today. We are on X Spaces right now. There's a lot of folks that want to just talk about the general crazy world and want to get your take on it, and we really appreciate you. And towards the end, we'll also play that trailer that you sent us to talk a little bit more about what's really happened with cancer. What a public service announcement. That's what we love, people that are tomorrow's news 50 years ago. Not just tomorrow's news today or tomorrow's news a year early, but 50 years early. Wow, like you've got a time machine. G. Edward Griffin with us right now. Chase Geiser, tell us who's up first here.
So we have Jake Chansley as a speaker in the space, otherwise known as the Q Shaman. He sent a direct message saying that he read World Without Cancer while he was in prison. So we're going to go ahead and let him say what he's got to say. He's got a couple of questions about it. And go ahead, Jake, unmute yourself and say what you got to say. Well, it looks like Jake might have stepped away. So let's just move on to Jason Burmas. Jason, what is going on, man? Go ahead and unmute yourself if you're listening and say what you have to say.
Jason Burmas, on the air. Go ahead.
Here we go.
You muted me, dude.
Sorry, I got you unmuted. You're good.
Okay, so Jake was muted, but I'm on now. It's Burmas.
Yep.
Just to let everybody in. Okay, Alex, first of all, Jerry Griffin, living legend. That's why he was a part of the documentary film that you produced, Invisible Empire. You know, beyond just cancer, globalism, so much more. Jerry Griffin is the man. I was actually at that Red Pill conference out in Des Moines, still a workhorse and more relevant today than ever. The reason I was on the space is this Dittmer situation. You know, Alex, I listened to your debate with David Icke on Friday, and I was in and out, and I was on the road. And when I tuned back in and, quote-unquote, Dittmer was on, obviously I was convinced that that was Elon Musk. You know, after I started doing some research, you know, he held like a six-hour space after that of what or who this is, I'm just blown away because, to me, there's only two possibilities. Dittmer is either, like you said, an advanced AI or a surrogate for Musk that is kind of playing a part. And I think that also there's this interchangeable quality where he could also act like a dummy account for Musk himself. In other words, Musk has access to Dittmer, obviously, and it could be
Musk. Yeah, Jason, let me just tell you, it's Elon Musk. I can tell you that for sure.
Well, Alex, are you aware that they actually did a space together in July where they had like a 20-plus minute conversation? And when
yeah,
I
but he's able to do that because he goes back and forth and does it. It's all a big troll.
Well, I would love to have an opportunity to debate Dittmer on many subjects. Alex, you're killing it. The show is more interesting than ever. Keep it up.
Well, thank you. Now we had a technical problem. This is a new technology, but it's doing quite well. G. Edward Griffin, give us your brief take on Elon Musk, totally unscripted, say whatever you want, obviously. And then we do have the Q Shaman, Jacob Shansley, back on. We had him muted. We're sorry. But go ahead, Jamer, your take on Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a tough one because I have to preface it by saying I'm a very skeptical person. And because I may have questions or I'm a little skeptical about some things, doesn't mean that I have any inside information and that I'm even on the right track. But I've learned over the years that anytime that there's a lot of money or a lot of power in an institution, that institution is a magnet for the predator class. And that's why governments and large corporations and even church organizations, wherever there's a concentration of money and power, you find that the leaders of those institutions tend to be corrupted. And some of them are very, very good at imitating the real thing. And I have fallen for most of that stuff over the years. But the older I get, the slower I get to accept the validity of all of these good intending people, especially if they are the chosen leaders of an institution that's very powerful and has a lot of money. So for that reason only, I'm very slow to accept Mr. Musk or anybody else for that matter, whether it's Mr. Musk or Mr. Trump or one of the candidates for office. They're all seeking a leadership position in an institution that has a great deal of money and power.
I think that's very well said, and I totally agree with that statement. We should trust and verify, but expanding on that, or verify then trust, expanding on that, what do you think of the turn he's made? Because a lot of pro-globalist stuff, a major turn. And I think I see a big awakening happening personally. So I think a lot of people are going to kind of jump over to our side. But what do you make of some of the good things he's done? Or do you think that's just bait?
Well, I don't think it's just bait. But I think it could be just bait. That's the whole point I'm trying to make. I'm not so willing to say, gee, I like what he said or what he did. Because I know how the opposition works. They have to do good things. They have to appear to be genuine. They have to actually strike a few blows against their own side. Otherwise, no one would accept them. But there are two ways that people will accept a false leader. One is, as I just said, because they do some good things along the way, and people are so hungry for those tidbits of good, good moves. We're all looking for victories. So that's one. And the other, of course, is that it's part of a strategy that they want to be leaders so that they are leaders. They know that we're going to oppose them. I mean, let's face it. The opposition, whatever you want to call it, has a great deal of smarts and a great deal of assets, a great ability. They'll make the military look like child's play in terms of creating scenarios. What do we do if that happens? They knew long ago that as they progressed toward their final deadline, their goals, that the opposition, us, would be very upset by it, and there'd be a great pushback. So do they wait around and say, gee, I wonder what that pushback's going to be like and who's going to do it? No, they said, I tell you what, let us provide the pushback. Let us be the leader of our opposition. And to do that, we have to do all good things.
The best way to control the opposition. The best way to control the opposition.
Control the opposition. Yes.
Is to lead it.
Yeah. So naturally, if you see somebody who does a lot of good things and you like it, but you see them also doing several seriously bad things, you better slow down and take another.
All right, G. Edward, stay there. To all the people complaining on X, we have breaks. We're on hundreds of radio stations. Remember the old media? We're still there. That's why they tried to censor us. We were able to stay on air. When they shut me off the internet, I was still on talk radio. Quick break, coming right back with G. Edward Griffin and some big folks on X to have some questions.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got a bunch of big X accounts. We have questions for the great T.M. Griffin, living legend. He really is, even though he doesn't like that. But he wanted to say one more thing. During the break, he's like, listen, I'm not here for division. I don't know whether Elon's good or bad. And I said, he just repeated on air, but I said, well, it seems to me one way or another, everybody's starting to jump ship with the Liberty Movement. Bare minimum, that's happening. Even they're having to act like they're with us, it shows how far we've gone. Can you repeat what you said? I mean, not word for word, but when we were talking during the break?
Well, yeah, we were just talking earlier about how does a controlled operative work? And it's pretty clear. They even write manuals on it in the military and the CIA and other intelligence agencies around the world. They all follow pretty much the same rules. And that is that the strongest, one of the strongest weapons that you can have is to control your own opposition. To put up leaders that your opposition would be baited into accepting as a genuine leader when in fact they're not. Their role is to become the leader of the opposition so that they can look good and try hard and everything looks good, but at the very end, they pull their punches and they lose. And that was the whole, that's how it works. So I'm not saying that anybody in particular is in that category. What I am saying is that now that I know what that strategy is, I'm very cautious about it, and I start to examine before I just accept something at face value, because I know how the rules of the game work.
Now that you know that that's a card in the hand or a arrow in the quiver, you're looking for it.
That's right. I want to be sure that it's not pointed at me, that's all. And so I'm a little slower to jump on the bandwagon than most people. And I think it's wise, because, you know, we're in a war, and in war, the enemy has no limitations on what strategies they use. There's, you know, in warfare, according to our enemy, there's only one immoral act in war, and that's to lose. So that everything else is game. And once you understand that's the rule that they're playing by, you better be very cautious at what they're doing.
I totally agree. Saying. I want to go back to these X Spaces comments where people are holding, and I'm being disrespectful a little bit, but you didn't know you were coming off this. You've been very gracious to do this, but quick comment. I know Tucker's for real. Great guy. Known him for 10, 11 years. I must think Putin's a great guy, but he just said, look, your power structure, your presidents don't run anything. I don't even want to work with you. You don't want to work with us. I thought that was a pretty powerful interview. People thought it was a dud. I thought it was quite revealing. A few minutes on Tucker Carlson and Putin in general. Where do you think that's going?
Well, where is it going? I don't know. But I watched the whole thing, as you probably did too, word for word. It was very long and tedious. But I kind of felt that Putin had the upper hand all the way. He was an accomplished jiu-jitsu master, whereas Tucker was like a new student compared to Putin, who was so smooth and very calm and everything. And Tucker didn't call him on many of his lies. I mean, when Putin came out and said, well, you know, here in Russia, we've never fought against religion. We're open to all different religions and so forth. Well, come on. That should have been a chorus from the choir saying, no, that's not true, Mr. Putin. The communist revolution from that way forward until fairly recently, people were tortured and executed for their religions and so forth. But no, Tucker didn't question it, just let it go by. And a lot of people who don't know the history thought, well, gee, I guess Russia is not so bad after all. And of course, Russia, it's not Russia. It's the leaders of, like Putin, the people at the top that participated in that torture and mass murder and so forth. So anyway, I just thought that it was, unfortunately, it was a propaganda coup, but not for our side, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely bringing up a lot of really good topics here, and that's why we want you on here, is to have open, absolute, real debate so that we don't get snookered. And the more we're informed, the more we're not naive, the bigger effect we're going to be able to have. Now, let's boom, boom, boom. We're skipping the next break coming up. Let's go to questions for the great Jabber Griffin or statements. Or people disagree, agree. We're totally unfiltered here, folks. You're on the air with Jabber Griffin. Go ahead. Tell us what's next, Chase.
Go ahead, Jake.
Awesome. Thank you. What an honor it is, Mr. Griffin. I was reading your book in prison and thinking to myself, my God, I wish I could talk to this man at some point. And God is good, man. God is good. So let me just start by saying thank you for all of your hard work. I read portions of The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I kind of have a question or two that combines what both of these books are proposing. But I'm going to kind of explain what it is that I got from it and then kind of direct it back at you as a question, kind of like, am I on the right track and can you expand on this idea? So the monetary system is a false value system. It's a debt-based currency that is being controlled by less than 1% of the population. And it's basically like exploiting the natural world to create this like artificial world in which these less than 1%ers that control the central banking system have full spectrum dominance and they profit off of everything from our lives. But at the same time, this system is also creating things like cancer in this parasitic relationship with humanity and with the environment, and thus they are making profit off of disease and stuff like that as well. So my question is then, how is it that like the Rockefellers and the other, you know, less than 1% of families are moving to control all of the socioeconomic and geopolitical systems? Is it because, you know, from what I read in your book, World Without Cancer, it's things like the bureaucracy, the FDA, the NIH, the universities, the nonprofits, the foundations, and they're basically like the carrot on the stick, and the government is like the sharp end of the stick, basically using the government's monopoly on the initiation of force to reinforce these corporations' monopolies over our resources and our labor and our currency. And then also follow up to that is, if oil and water do not mix, and most of our medications from the Rockefellers and the big pharma are oil or petroleum based, then is it possible that these pharmaceutical drugs are creating problems for which they prescribe us more and more medications that keep us...
Okay, Jacob, it's great to have you here. I want to get a lot of people on. What is your specific... Are those your questions for G. Amber Griffin?
Yeah, that's it. So, like, how are they using the incentivization, the de-incentivization to move us where they want us to go? And is the government and the universities and these nonprofits also to blame? Is it getting
worse? Well,
yeah,
that's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower set a technological lead and control in a unified research position. Thank you, Jacob G. Edward.
Well, I think that to simplify and boil down that question into the two major components is this. We tend to look at the various components of the story. We look at, here's what the government does, and this is what the banks do, and this is what the medical establishment does. We tend to overlook the fact that over the passage of time, all of these various components have been blended into one. They have different facades, and maybe at a front door, side door, and a back door, and there's a different sign over each door, but what's on the inside of that building is all the same people, and they work together, and you can see them moving from one door to the next, or the revolving door syndrome, as they like to call it. We have the head of the Federal Reserve, for example, which is supposedly a government institution. The people think it is, but it's not. But, you know, they come from the banking fraternity, and we've got the control of the FDA comes from people who are inside the pharmaceutical industry. And so these people really, they don't see themselves as being separate anymore. They're all part of the big happy family, and they put on different hats depending on what door they go in and out. But they all have the same goals and the same idea that they're going to control mankind and milk the average bloke for whatever they can get out of him. And they want to keep him alive as long as possible, but they want him sick, because as long as he's sick, he'll be paying most of what he earns for the medications to keep him functioning so he can continue to work and send his taxes and buy the products from these guys inside the building with the many doors. Now, that's my simplification of these two issues that you raised.
No, it's an excellent... Excellent boiled up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
False leader. I would say that.
All right.
So I'm just a little...
No, I hear you.
But where'd he go to?
Keep going.
Where'd he go to, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's all. Now, that's all. I think we just have to ask questions and be a little cautious and look not only at what a person is doing today, but what did they do 10 years ago?
I hear you. Powerfully said, Jimmy Griffin. We love you, brother. Who's up next? Okay.
Phillip's had his hand raised for some time. Go ahead, Phillip. Unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, fellow conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
They're trying to erase us. It is the Great Awakening. They're trying to erase us. Elon Musk is on our team now. He's posting about the border on Twitter. They can't stop it. They're trying to delete our history and erase the human kind. They're trying to erase us. So what can you do? Stay healthy. Print and buy as many books as you can, because they're trying to delete our history online. Be skeptical about AI and have as many children as possible, feasible. Don't say, oh, I can't afford it. Do it and then deal with the consequences. Work harder. Recreate. Don't let them delete us. Thank you, everybody.
Jammer, do you want to comment on those statements?
Oh, I guess I do. I'm afraid to. I've gotten into a track here today. I'm going to lose a lot of friends. But this gentleman just said some very encouraging things. I liked everything. But I was thinking skeptically, you know. He said, as many children as possible, because that's what we have to do. And I thought, yes, so we can send them to the government schools and convert them into idiots. Having children is not the answer. It's training the children and educating the children with the right principles. It's not just having children. It's not just numbers in revolt. It's what are they thinking? This is a war for the mind, as you keep saying, Alex. And we're just talking about numbers instead of ideas.
No, I got it. Absolutely. All right. He says the left doesn't want us to have children. Your point is take it to the next level, educate them, inform them, make them ready for what they're facing. Who's up next here, Chase Geyser?
Let's hear from Frank L. Da Silva. Frank, go ahead and start speaking whenever you're ready.
Hey, gentlemen, Alex, Chase, Mr. Griffin. Mr. Griffin, you are extremely hot today. I know everybody in this space is loving you. Alex, thanks a lot for bringing these voices to bear for our people. I wanted to segue earlier about your discussion with Brett Weinstein. Brett Weinstein is a qualified voice, but he's not Team Western. He is an outlier, and I would really encourage you, Alex, to bring on Dr. Ricardo Duchesny or Dr. Kevin McDonald, Frank Salter, or Jared Taylor. We really do need to hear some of these, quote, OGs that have been around for a long time that don't have any axes to grind other than the truth. So you are a trailblazer, Alex. I mean, this venue on X is superb, and I appreciate it. But once again, get us some of the more, not mainline, but the old school Team Western kind of spokesman that will add to Mr. Griffin. For instance, Mr. Griffin, I was hearing your name when I was a lad, along with Eustace Mullins, John Stormer, none dare call it treason, and of course Gary Allen, none dare call it conspiracy. So you guys have been following keynotes for at least two generations, and kudos to all of you. And once again, Alex, thanks a lot for bringing this to everybody's attention.
You bet. I mean, look, Brett Weinstein is a very interesting guy. He said we must save Western civilization. I did the interview Sunday. It airs tomorrow. I'm writing a lot of clips to it. It doesn't mean every guest I have on, I agree with everything they have to say. We have a lot of guests. I mean, I wish I was like Tucker's old show on Fox when he could get all the liberals on. I mean, I want to have debates. I want to have discussions. I want to talk about all this stuff with those folks. Who would you say in the last 100 years, G. Edward Griffin, the most influential promoter of Western civilization and renaissance and freedom has been?
The most innovative and effective promotion in the last 100 years.
Who's the champion of liberty? Who's in your lifetime, or even before that, who's been the best spokesman for freedom? It's G. Edward Griffin.
Oh, I wish I could say that, but I can't. Give me some time. This might take me a little while. Can we come back to that? I have to think about it. Because there are a lot of people that come to mind, but most of them didn't have the traction. They didn't have the audience. I think of Dan Smoot, for example, is one of the people that most affected me at my very early age. Dan Smoot is
exactly. It's
FBI
not
agent.
Who's the biggest later. It's who triggers the biggest thing.
Well, I'll put Dan Smoot out there then right now, because that's at least because that was a profound impact on me. I read all of the Dan Smoot reports. I still have them bound in my library. He put something out every week, I think it was, and it was an in-depth analysis of some very urgent issue. And he taught me how important it was to do your research. And
no, I hear you. What do you think of Alexander Solzhenitsyn? Did he really help take down the Soviet Union?
I think so, yes. But that was a lot of people. I don't want to say a lot of people, but there were many people who wrote good books on this topic. Solzhenitsyn's book, of course, became a world classic and was read by so many people.
New Long Archipelago.
Yeah, I think it was the exposure, the number of people that were influenced by it. So those two have to go together. The substance and the exposure, the quantity of the exposure together have to be working together.
Damn right. All right. Who's up next, Chase?
Let's go next to David Hill. David Hill's had his hand raised for quite some time. David, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, first, just want to say thank you, Alex. Appreciate you. Appreciate the opportunity to come up. And I have become a fan through this app, so I'm just going to, you know, say congrats to Elon as well. I do believe that was Elon earlier on his burner phone, so he's playing tricks on us. Well, listen, I have two questions, and they're both quick questions. One is, you know, I'm pretty much the guy that for years kind of kept my head down, kind of kept pushing forward with my work, with my business, didn't pay a lot of attention to all the other stuff going on. And obviously, it's hard to ignore, right, at this point. So if I'm trying to say this the right way. So if for instance, let's say you're like you watch CNN News, not telling anybody to watch CNN, but if you watch CNN News and then you're listening to that perspective and then you turn on Fox News, it's exact polar opposite. It's almost like it's crazy how different it is. It's like the exact opposite. Like, and then you come on this app, you can go to one room and then the next room over is Palestine, the next room is Israel. It's of exact opposite, right? How do we even know? Like, how does somebody like know what's truth anymore? What should we should be listening to? What should we be listening to? Your show, Alex? I mean, you know, should we be listening to you know, Edward Griffin, the doctor? Like, he's telling us, hey, check out this this thing that's going to help with cancer. I mean, how do we even know what's truth anymore and what's not truth?
Well, you got to do basic research, and you got to check out the facts. I appreciate your comment. I mean, you really got a lot of the public that's not well-researched in anything, so they're just like lambs to the slaughter. But everything G. Edward talked about 56 years ago has come true. What I talked about 30 years ago has come true. So you got to go with who's credible, but also do your own research. G. Edward, that's a good way to close this out. What would you say to him in this ocean? You're saying question everything, but it also gets to a point where people believe nothing because they question so much.
Well, I think your answer was very good, Alex. You got to look at the long view. You can't just look what's in the news today or what somebody said or did in the last week or month or even year. Find out what they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, if you can. And if they don't have that track record and you can't see their trail that they left behind them, you better be very, very, very careful. So that's all. Just be cautious. We're living in very dangerous times, and this is not the time to be taking opium or hopium, as they call it, because we hope that we found a leader at last. We got to quit looking for leaders and become the leaders ourselves and our local communities, not depend on somebody else to tell us what to do, what to think, and how to march. We have to build the movement from the ground up and take a long view of history, not just the news for today.
G. Edward Griffin, thank you so much. Please join us again, realityzone.com, realityzone.com. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thank you, Alex. Good luck to you.
Thank you. We're all in it together. Maria Z is coming up, but I'm going to take a few more comments real quick. She's got a senator on from Australia. They're announcing that the smart meters are going to control your house and turn your air conditioning and heat off. I mean, the technocracy is here. And so I'm just opposing the whole globalist program, trying to motivate and rally as many people as I can. And I see the general public wanting freedom and more people coming over to our side. So that's what's very, very exciting. But what an amazing hour with G. Edward Griffin. Now, hour number 4 is straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.